Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
All right. We're recording, doing good, singing the song and dance of PSO. And what is up, everybody? Welcome to Pointless Sports Opinions. I'm the big dog, Chasey J, and no, it's not 2019. We brought back Caleb. Caleb, what's going on, dude? How you doing?
I'm here, baby. You
fucking here. The reunion special. This is like Fuller House, like a shittier version of the first series. But we're gonna try. But how you been? What the fuck you been up to?
Can you believe it?
I can't. I literally can't. When you sent me that text, I was like, what the hell? What the hell is this?
I've been itching, bro. I've been itching to talk some hoops. I've been watching a lot of hoops. But lately, I mean, I've been working. I got a new job.
Nice.
I work for Anheuser-Busch now. So go follow Shock Top and Michelob Golden Light on every social media because I run those accounts and like all their tweets and Facebook posts and Instagram posts and all that.
And buy their products.
I'm funny. Yeah, buy the products. Just pretend I'm funny for the sake of all of us and my job security. I'd really appreciate that.
Hey, if you need any marketing ideas, just hit up the big dog.
What?
I said, if you need any ideas for social media posts, hit me up. I can come up with some.
Bro, I mean, anytime you got any ideas, just shoot them over to me.
If you need a D-list actor, too, I can act in a couple.
what list? Do you say D?
D, yeah. Okay. A little bit above F.
I was like...
No, definitely not B.
I was going to knock you down a peg. But yeah, no, I've been vibing. Have we done a podcast since we moved into my apartment? I don't know.
Since the last podcast, both of us have moved out of our parents' homes.
Yeah, you got so tired of doing this podcast with me, you moved halfway across the country.
I never want to work with Caleb again, so I got the hell out of here.
No, but I moved into an apartment with a good buddy of mine, Nick Jacobs. We're vibing. We're living in Fenton. I did listen to the last podcast with Nathan.
Whoa.
Yeah. All fucking 2 hours of it. Jesus Christ.
You like that? We're putting in work. We came back, and we're coming back hot.
Yeah, no, I did. It was actually really good. Nathan is like pretty knowledgeable about football. So he knows what he's talking about, but it was funny kind of listening to it and then you coming in at the end. because what happened? Was it Matt Ryan?
Matt Ryan got traded, yeah. So I was like, it was right before I got done editing.
And that wasn't even like all that happened after that.
No.
Because I think Watson came out like a day after that. So like you guys.
The whole thing got fucked up.
Yeah, fighting the uphill battle. But no, yeah, it was good. I was impressed. I do have one criticism, though.
Oh.
Let's get some fucking takes, Chase.
What do you mean?
You seem a little tamed.
What do you mean?
I'm not used to this tamed Chase.
What do you mean tamed?
I need some takes.
You want me to do a hot?
Stephen
A.
Man. Skip Bayless takes.
Listen,
give me some takes.
That was when we were just fishing for views. Now I can actually like be legitimate. I don't really have many takes. I mean, I don't know. I stopped believing in miracles.
Listen. The last podcast I was on, I think I said that the Bucks were figured out, the Milwaukee Bucks,
yeah,
and that they had no shot of doing anything. And then they went on to win the NBA championship.
We're really really talking up this reunion here. I also said Melo was going to be an all-star for fucking Houston.
So basically what I've learned is it doesn't matter if you're wrong. So stop trying to be right, baby. Give me some takes.
Hey, there we go. Okay, you know what? You just motivated me. Before we get into the podcast, look at this, Caleb. You always got to remember to plug, right? It's rule number one.
You want me to do it?
You want to do it? Do you remember it?
Follow us at PSO Sports 1 on Twitter and Instagram and Pointless Sports Opinions on everything else, Facebook, YouTube, SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts, Twitch TV. Not much content going on over there, but, you know, follow it all. Put us in the Google machine and it comes up, you know.
True. Look at that. You didn't skip a beat. All right. Speaking of not skipping a beat, let's get into the NBA, dude. I have not been able to talk about the NBA in, shit, are we at 2 years since we've done a pod? I don't even know. But
it's been a minute.
Let's talk about, you know how long it's been since we did a pod? The Celtics are a one seed. That's how long it's been. What the hell is going on? 9-1 in their last 10. Tatum. All NBA is definitely looking like it's got to be in the cards, right? It's got to be in the cards. 27-8-4, the 13-2 since the All-Star break. Caleb, I want to hear the Celtics rant just because I need some positive energy in my life here. I have nobody to celebrate the Celtics with here. I'm in fucking New York. Everybody hates the Celtics.
I like how we lead off the pod with the Celts. You know, I was always a pretty good leadoff hitter, so... the Celtics have been nothing short of the best team in the NBA for the past 2.5 months. They are kicking the shit out of everyone that comes in their path.
Manhandled the Suns.
All right, yeah. So basically, you tune into a Celtics game, and they could be up 25 points at literally any given moment. They are tearing teams limb from limb. I have no idea what happened. At the middle of January, they were literally 2-3 games under 500, and now they are the number one seed in the Eastern Conference. Honestly, it's been them and the Suns, and like everybody else in the regular season has been like a tick below that. So like, they've been awesome. Jason Tatum has taken yet another leap. This guy just, I mean, what can you say?
So much adversity, like, he too, scores. This season. So much adversity.
Yeah, and he's just fucking awesome. Like, I don't even know how else to describe it. Like, he's making shots that he has no business making. He's getting to the free throw line. He's passing the ball well. You know, it's in the beginning of the season, we were seeing a lot of Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, ISO ball. You know, we still are seeing that, but the ball movement and, like, everybody's involved. And it just looks a lot better. It's a lot better brand of basketball. As you said, here, you know, he's averaging 27 a game and 8 rebounds. Yeah. He's won, like, 4 or 5 Player of the Week.
Yeah, just won this
he's
week,
won
too.
Won a Player of the Month.
Just won it, yeah.
Yeah, he wins them, like, consecutively. 13-2 since the All-Star break. I mean, you know, I swear to God, when I texted you that I want to do this podcast, I was going to come on here and say that the Boston Celtics are going to win the NBA title.
What?
I swear to God.
Oh, my God.
I was going to come on here and say that. But, unfortunately, we have to knock ourselves down a peg because our all-defensive team center, Robert Williams, just tore his meniscus.
Tough.
So, it's not looking great. And the thing about this Celtics team is their rotation, their first 7 or 8 guys are, you know, solid. They've been really good, and they've, you know, been the people to put up the numbers in this stretch run. But I've always said with the team, it's going to be rough if somebody gets hurt. And Rob Williams is their third best player probably, and you really – This is going to hurt. Like, they're going to lose games because this. The run's going to come to a halt. They'll probably drop a couple more. I think they're playing well right now without, like, anyone.
Yeah.
They're playing right now. Tatum, Brown, and Williams are all out. But they are going to slow down a bit. Hopefully, Rob can come back from the playoffs. But, I mean, what can you say about the Celts, baby? Dude. I mean, they've just been tearing people apart. I've just been betting on them every night, just cashing checks. It's just like the easiest money I've ever made. But yeah, I've been a thrilled Celtics fan these last 2.5 months.
And I mean, you were talking about taking big steps up, like Jason Tatum. I also feel like Grant Williams needs to be thrown in there too. Like, I watch a decent amount of Celtics. I really did not think that Grant Williams was that good. Like, and this year, he has been balling out. Like, he's better than he's ever been by far. That 3-point shot's getting silky.
The jumper.
Yeah, he's got a good jumper now. What the hell happened?
It's going in.
I know. Oh God, it's crazy. He led the NBA for 3-point percentage for like a month span or whatever the hell it was, and I was like, you got to be kidding. Crazy. Grant Williams?
He's ripped, too. Yeah. He's looking good. He's not husky anymore. He's fucking jacked.
Man, it's crazy. Derek White, that asset, that was big, too. Who would have thunk?
Great addition.
Like, he's really like a chemistry guy, it feels like. Like, he's out there. Like, he may not personally be the guy making the plays, but big plays happen whenever Derek White's out there.
That's like one thing I was saying, how this team is not deep and they stagger the Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum minutes. Like, that's their game plan. You know, one of them has to be on the floor at all times. But they have really liked Derek White off the bench. Like, yeah. He provides that little spark. That guy can go get a bucket. He can go make a play. You know, he's not going to be sixth man of the year, but, you know, it's not a bad addition by any stretch. I definitely think, you know, he benefits the team more than Josh Richardson was, who, if anybody remembers, he was once upon a time on the Celtics.
He went missing in Miami.
People tend to forget about that. But Derek White, I love that pickup. I was kind of hoping, I don't know, I was hoping they would make a splash at the trade deadline. I didn't really know what they would do. I honestly thought they were going to trade Smart for a while.
Yeah.
I'm glad they didn't. He's playing probably the best basketball of his career the last couple of
months. He's been running point perfectly.
Yeah, and silencing all those haters that told him he could.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's a lot to say about Marcus Smart. I will be his fan forever.
Yeah.
He's just fucking awesome, man. If you like sports and you like you analyze rosters or, you know, you follow it like we do, you come to appreciate guys like Marcus Smart. Like, they just want to fucking win.
He takes, like, a backseat role, too, it seems like. Like, I feel like he could actually be, like, a pretty prominent, like, scoring guy on, like, a really bad team. Like, I think he could, you know, he would at least jack up a bunch of shots. But for the Celtics, it seems like he knows what he has to do to win. Like, if it's him that doesn't have to take any shots, he won't do it. Like, he reminds me of, like, a Draymond type, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, no, for sure. And then, you know, let's not forget about my boy Peyton Pritchard.
Yeah.
That boy's come alive. He's hitting every three he takes.
Dropped 100 points plus points in that summer game. I mean, it just got him going.
Yeah, bro. You know what we need? We need the irrational confidence Peyton Pritchard for the playoff run. We need that.
Jacking up deep threes? So, fuck yeah.
Yeah. You notice I'm throwing the Wii around as
well. Oh, you're all in. Oh, man, look at that.
I'm used to yelling at me for doing that. I am all in. This team, you know, it's Tatum and Brown scoring the points. They're probably the best defensive unit in the league. You know, they just suffocate guys, and that's the reason why they get up 30. You know, like, I watched them play the Jazz like a couple weeks ago. Donovan Mitchell's trying his damnedest. He really is. But they just can't keep up. And, you know, when you're getting stops on one end and Tatum's making you look silly on the other, you're going to win a lot of games. Yeah.
All right. What realistic expectations for this team? What do you think?
With the Williams injury, it's tough. Yeah. I mean, if we're talking, I don't know if we got it in here. I don't think you do. But if we're talking title contenders.
That's what the game is at the end. I'll just spoil it right now.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't want to say it then. But okay. I think they can. I always say if I think you can make the finals, I think you could win the title. So yeah. I think the Celtics can make the finals. So ooh. I think they could win the NBA championship this year. I really do. Like, that's a ceiling. I know that sounds crazy. I'm a Celtics homer. I'm a Celtic truther. But this is generally the best the team has played in my entire life.
Yeah.
That's not a joke. Like, they've never played better basketball than this. So will they win the title? You know, odds are against them. Do I think they can? Yeah, I do.
Wow. All right. So Celtics have been on the up. I mean, Me and Caleb been doing good, been feeling good. You go a little souther in Miami, it hasn't been the same. It seemed like at one point we're going to just lock up that once. I mean, I at least thought they were playing good basketball. You know, Sixers, everybody was kind of spotty, other than the Celtics, of course. But Miami's been struggling a lot. They've been struggling. And then the other night, we got some Will Smith, Chris Rock stuff going on between Eric Spoelstra and Jimmy Butler.
Yeah.
What the hell is going on?
I wish it was as exciting as Will Smith, Chris Rock.
Oh yeah, that was cool.
No, that was a fun little scene, you know, to watch unfold on the bench.
Yeah, I've never seen Spoelstra get like that.
Well, that's the thing, right? Like, he's normally pretty composed. Like, he normally's got a pretty good poker face. But you know, whatever Jimmy was saying in that timeout, he did not like. And Udonis Haslem didn't like it.
Yeah.
That was hilarious. Like, he comes in like the team bodyguard. Which, by the way, is everyone aware he's still on the roster?
Yeah. He's like...
like, he could check into a game.
He's Juwan Howarding it.
I can't believe... I could have sworn I got a Bleacher Report push notification that he was a coach.
Yeah, I think he's like an assistant. I think he's both. Like, he's technically like...
he's on the damn roster. He's a player coach?
I guess.
That's crazy.
Yeah, or a player coach assistant.
But no, I mean, this team on paper, like, they're super deep. Like, you know, they just got Oladipo back, and they've got all these guys like Max Strus.
Yeah.
And, like, all those dudes that were, like, filling in, and they were, like, playing really well. Tyler Hero's playing well. Let's not forget about Kyle Lowry. Like I said, Oladipo, Jimmy Butler, Bam. You know, I love Bam. But I don't really know what's going on, man. They're, like, playing 500 basketball right now.
Yeah.
The little spat, Spoelstra's chucking clipboards. Udonis Haslem's about the... I don't even know what he's going to do to Jimmy Butler. Duncan Robinson is like you said in this doc, he's non-existent.
Yeah.
He's just having a terrible season after they paid him. He just can't really hit jumpers. He's just focused on making podcasts at this point. But I don't know what to make of this team. I don't think they're making a run. I definitely don't think that. I don't know about a first-round exit. I don't know what their seeding's going to be. You know, they were chilling at number one for, like, a large portion of the season.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't know what's going to happen. I don't think they can make the finals, though.
It seemed like they were really clicking on all cylinders at one point in the year. Tucker, remember when P.J. Tucker was leading the league in threes? Do you remember?
This year that happened?
Yes, he was number one. In 3-point.
Oh, my God.
I think it was getting close to the All-Star break. But since he became number one, he shot 15% from three. 15%, bro. He's still chucking that shit. That's like me at the rec numbers. 15%? Yeah. It's rough. Gabe Vincent, the last 2 months, has improved his 3-point percentage from 31% to 32%. These guys are chucking up fucking bricks, and then they're throwing haymakers into the huddles. I don't know what the hell's happening to this team either, but all I know is I'm really happy because they fell to the 2 seed.
Yeah, and I never really thought they were a threat. Like, yeah. They are good, and like, they went to the finals against the Lakers in the bubble. I think that was kind of an outlier, but like, they are a good team, and they have good players, and they're deep, and I think that matters. But I never really considered them like a team that could go win it.
Yeah.
Maybe that's crazy, but I don't know.
I'm with you on that. They just seem like... I mean, how many times do I compare teams to Toronto? The old Raptors team. I'm going to do it again. This Miami team reminds me of the old school Hawk teams, Jeff Teague and everybody, that just always came up short. Like, it just seems like... I mean, you have to trade somebody. I mean, and it's probably going to have to be Jimmy. Because right now... on paper, he ain't looking good. He was Cat's balling out. Joel Embiid is an MVP candidate, you know, on the 4 seed 76ers. Like, Jimmy was all calling these guys weak and calling everybody out, and now look at him. If Udonis Haslem's yelling at you and Eric Spoelstra, I think he did something wrong. You know, those are not two guys I want going against me. But...
yeah, no, I agree. How about Jimmy just stirring shit up everywhere he goes?
Yeah, and
kind of wild.
Are we on to something here? Are we on that Jimmy's the problem? Everywhere he's gone, it's blown
absolutely.
Up.
Absolutely.
So
he's absolutely the problem.
Man, and that's tough. I mean, you're going to have to get rid of Jimmy Butler now? Is that what we're saying?
I mean, look, like, how old is he? He's in his 30s, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know.
He's always been a weird dude.
He might not have been the extended future of the franchise, but if he's a detriment to your team, then, yeah, you're going to trade him. Like I said, they're deep. Like, they got Lowry on that deal. They got Hero. They could have Hero forever if they wanted.
Yeah, I mean, Bam.
You know, they got Bam. Bam is a stud. So, I mean, they don't, like, technically need Jimmy Butler. I mean, they're going to need someone else to win the title. But, I mean, if you're not going to win the title with Jimmy Butler, you might as well get something for him. But I don't know. Anything can happen. It's the NBA.
Yeah, so. True. On to the West. So, usually we get these hangover teams, teams that go to the finals or whatever championship of whatever league, and then the next year, after they lose it, they can't come back to it. The Suns ain't looking like that team. They're 61-14. They've already won 60 games this season. Already. The Celtics, I think, have 48 wins, right?
Yeah.
And they're the number one seed. The Suns are 61-14. Like, this is crazy shit. And they've been first place in offense, first place in defense. They have one of the best, like, defensive metrics in the fourth quarter this year. Like, of all time. It's up there with, like, Bulls numbers of closing out games. It's crazy shit. Now, we're also getting this Devin Booker MVP buzz type shit. When we're talking about favorites, if, gun to your head, you had to bet money, you had to bet all $5,000 that you got in your DraftKings account, are you going to take the Suns for NBA champions?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, I would. I think they're going to win it. I really do. They're just the best team. And, I mean, I know that, you know, the best team doesn't always win, but in this sport, like, you know, it a lot of the times does, or the best player does. And
they're going to lose, you know, DeAndre Ayton next year.
But here, yeah. Okay, we'll talk about that in a second. But we'll think about the threats here in the West, right? So Golden State, they would have been my number one contender for Phoenix. But Steph's hurt. Klay came back super slow. Draymond is just coming back. They're not getting Wiseman back.
Draymond's doing talk
Jordan
shows.
Jordan Poole, by the way.
Draymond's doing talk shows.
Yeah, talk shows, podcasts, all these NBA players podcasting. But they're not getting Wiseman back. Jordan Poole, I don't know if we're going to talk about him, but, like, he's, like, good.
Yes, very good.
Like, he's going to be around for a long time. Like, that guy can make shots. But, you know, Steph's hurt. He's going to be out for a while. I don't think they're going to do anything this year unless they really rally and pull something together at the last minute. Then you think about Dallas, Utah, Denver. I mean, I still don't think Dallas has all the tools. You know, as good as Luka is, I just think they just need more. Utah, I mean, they literally underwhelm every year.
Yeah.
You know, Mitchell, Gobert, I don't think they like each other. I don't think anybody likes Gobert.
He seems like kind of
Denver,
a dick.
Denver, obviously. He what?
He seems like kind of a dick.
Gobert?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Something
don't know
about him. I don't like him. He's French.
what?
And
God.
And he spread COVID to every single one of his friends and family. So if that.
On purpose.
On purpose. If that makes my take look a little better. Yeah. See, you wanted hot takes? Fuck the French.
Rudy Gobert is a terrorist.
Oh my God. I think we have an under 1% viewership in France, but it's about to get even lower.
Yeah. Then you think about Denver. Jokic, top three MVP candidate. He is playing with just the misfits, man.
Nobody.
Nobody on that team's healthy. Jamal Murray, Michael Porter Jr., come back soon, and maybe you guys can be a contender. The Lakers are just fucking awful. Jeez. I think we're going to talk about them later.
Yeah.
They're not a threat at all. So, I mean, when you really think about the West, it's either Phoenix or it's Memphis.
Mm.
And maybe Denver, but I really don't think Denver can go to the finals with just Jokic. I just don't.
Yeah.
So, I think it's too early for Memphis. I don't think they're going to go in, like, say they meet in the Western Conference Finals, Memphis and Phoenix. I don't think they're going to beat Phoenix in seven games.
Yeah.
I mean, they are good. Like, Memphis is super young and they're super frisky, and Ja's having a great season and he is a great player. But I don't know. I don't think they're going to beat Phoenix in seven games. So I honestly think, like, Phoenix is going to the finals. They're just awaiting their opponent. So I think – I really do think they're going to get it done this year.
Wow.
I think, you know, Booker's been awesome. You know, they're we're saying we're putting him in MVP talks. He's not winning the MVP.
No.
Breaking news. He's just not. He's fucking awesome, though. Like, he's the best two guard in the league. I'm taking him over everyone. Chris Paul is – you know, he's Chris Paul. We know what we're getting from him. He controls the game. And then Ayton, why do we think he's not going to be on the team next year? I would like this explained to me by someone.
Because they didn't re-sign him when they had a chance. He's going to hit free agency.
Right, so they're just not going to bring him back.
I think they could try to bring him back, but I think money talks too.
I don't know. If I'm Phoenix, I don't see a world where I'm just letting a franchise center walk away, especially if you go to the finals 2 years in a row. I'm just not going to let him leave. I don't know. I'm not going to believe he's on another team until I literally see him in another uniform.
Sarver's kind of stupid.
But that is true.
That's what I'm saying. I can see him pulling like a, hey, we don't want to spend the money type shit.
You know, maybe.
The St. Louis Cardinals special.
But, oh, God. but yeah, all of that to say, Phoenix is really good. They're my title pick.
Yeah, and I think you're right about I like the point of everybody just seems like they're it's a little too soon. It's a little too soon for Luka. It's definitely not the year for Denver just because, you know, the clusterfuck of injuries they've had. And Memphis, they've played amazing with and without Ja, which has been even more incredible. Desmond Bane has been balling his ass out. But it just seems like everybody's too early. I think you hit the nail right on the head there.
And Phoenix, they're just like the for sure thing. Like,
yeah,
they're 61-14. Like, then they did it last year, so like they're gonna come in knowing what to expect, and all these teams don't.
I think they got a big chip on their shoulder too from last year. They really, they really wanted to win.
100%.
You know,
100%. They were two games away from glory.
Chris Paul smelled that shit. He wants it.
Yeah.
So as much as I wanted to talk about the Celtics being a one seed on this podcast, I've been making final thoughts about this next team, just because I needed to talk about the Lakers. The Lakers are a 10 seed in the West. Oh my God. Just breathe it in for a second.
They're terrible.
They're so fucking bad.
They're so bad.
And I'm so happy about it. Everybody's crying. All the LeBron stands are crying online. LeBron
Westbrick.
Westbrick.
He doesn't like when people call him Westbrick.
Street clothes. Street clothes Anthony Davis. It's been 100% the greatest time of my entire life. I moved to a new city. I have a girlfriend. The Celtics are number one, and the Lakers are number 10. What's better right now? What is better?
Are you peaking?
I think this is my peak. Yeah, I thought I was in high school.
Holy shit.
When I saw my first pair of boobs, but it turns out it is now. So LeBron also, he got hurt, which prayers out. You know, I hope LeBron comes back healthy because he has been playing his ass off this year. But he is currently out.
Oh, you said that with totally a straight face.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, I don't wish injury upon LeBron James. He's been playing well.
Wow.
Like, he's leads the league in scoring right now.
Maybe you've progressed as a man over the last few
I think
months.
I've just matured, bro.
That was very mature.
Thank
you.
Thank you. His wife is ugly, though. and all his fans are just stupid, snot-nosed little neckbeards that don't fucking know a damn thing about basketball. but did you see the LeBron James injury?
Bro, I took a drink of water.
Sorry. I catch you off guard.
I didn't see him get injured, no.
The pictures, he rolled his fucking ankle.
It was bad.
Yeah, he rolled his ankle bad. Like, the still shot. At first, whenever I saw that, the headline is, you know, LeBron says that it's really bad, talking about his ankle. And I was like, what the hell? Are you shitting me? Here's another LeBron James article. And then I clicked on some of the pictures, and I was like, God damn. That would have popped my fucking leg out of socket.
Yeah, let me tell you what that means. It's really bad means I ain't coming back.
Yeah, and there's really no point.
I'm hanging
They're
it up
a 10 seed. A 10 seed. You know, they are so bad that LeBron wanted them to trade for John Wall as the answer to the problem. John Wall! This isn't 2010. He wanted John Wall. And he, and guess what? They would have to give up a first round pick to get him. Oh my God,
bro. If Russell Westbrook got traded back to the I guess he's on the Rockets now. But if he got traded for John Wall, I would have lost my mind. That would have been so funny.
The report was is LeBron wanted Pelinka to do a first and Russell Westbrook for John Wall. And Pelinka said no. And that's whenever all the shit came out where LeBron's like, oh, I don't know. I just want to play with my kid, you know, because he's pissed off. Yeah. He was pissed off at Lakers management because they wouldn't make the trade for John Wall. What the fuck is going on?
Well, this is the classic, like,
end of an era LeBron James team, other than Miami.
No, because I think he's, I don't know. I think he's going to be in L.A. for at least a little bit longer. But this is a classic, I'm LeBron. I got myself into this mess. GM that I tell what to do, please get me out of it now. And the Lakers, I just don't think they care. I'm thinking they're like, yeah, you brought Westbrook here. You were going to finish the season with this motherfucker.
Yeah.
Like, and by the way, have you watched Russell Westbrook play in the, like, the last couple
years?
Like, he has had, like, I think he's had, like, two decent games in the last couple weeks.
He tied the game against Toronto a couple weeks ago.
But, bro, this guy, like, I'm not kidding when I say he is making the Lakers worse.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he, on the court, he is hurting their basketball team. Like, they were playing, I can't even remember, it was a couple weeks back, but they were playing the Mavs, and I had it on. It was a national TV game, because at the beginning of the season, they decided to put the Lakers on national TV 100 times, as they normally do, not anticipating that they're going to be fucking dog shit, so we just get to watch them all the time. But Luka was guarding Westbrook, and he was literally just backing up. Like, he was, like, I don't think he touched him the whole game. Westbrook would bring the ball down the court, and Luka would just back up into the paint. And then Westbrook would, like, chuck a shot off the top of the backboard. But, no, this shit's a fucking disaster. Like, I don't even understand how it got so bad. I don't remember a LeBron year being, like, a LeBron team being this bad. Like, I don't know if you remember that take I had the first year on the Lakers where I said that was the worst year of his career.
Yeah.
I think this is probably topping that. Like, this is not good. And if he is not scoring 40, 50 points, they're just not winning the game.
Yeah.
Like, he goes out there, he's trying to win the scoring title, which, by the way, is he first now that
he's 30.1.
He is first. And Joel Embiid is 29. Would you look at that?
9.
He sprained his ankle.
Out for the season.
And he probably won't come back. So, you know, it's up to everybody else.
Now all the fourth graders on the fucking seesaws can be like,
he averaged 30 points a game. It's not his fault.
And, you know, make no mistake about it, like, he has had some spectacular games this year. Like, holy shit.
250 point games, right?
James. Yeah. And, you know, he's 37 years old and he should not be doing this.
He scored 60 in 30 shots, didn't he? Or something crazy like that.
He's done all kinds of crazy shit this year. But, like, watching this team, like I said, they're on national TV all the time. Like, it literally looks like an all-star game. Like, the other team just takes an open shot. They make or they miss. The Lakers run down the other end, chuck something up. And then they, like, play no defense. Malik Monk is, like, the third best player on this team. It's just like, a catastrophe.
Horton Tucker sucks, too.
And as you said, I couldn't be happier.
Yes, it's been sweet bliss. Who's to blame? Because, I mean, a lot of people have been saying Frank Vogel. Why the fuck are you blaming
LeBron?
Yeah, thank you. That's all I
want. What
wanted.
Are we doing?
I'm just baiting you into answers.
It's here. LeBron.
You know this. This is what reporters do.
Frank Vogel? Did Frank Vogel make the Westbrook call? Let me tell you, no, he didn't. Because he is a good basketball coach, and he knows that that guy would not make his team better. No.
Hashtag.
It's not Frank Vogel.
Free
Frank Vogel.
Free him.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Man, Frank Vogel, I wish he would just throw Westbrook's ass on the bench. Like, he's probably going to get canned at the end of the year anyway.
Yeah.
You know, he won a ring with them. This is just the life of being a coach of LeBron's team. It's fucking LeBron. It's clutch sports. It's whatever you want to call it. They put this mess together. You know, maybe Anthony Davis gets like 15% of the blame because he can't stay on the court. But, you know, and honestly, if he played the whole year this year, maybe their record's a lot different. Maybe they're a lot better. Probably not. And they ain't winning the title. They ain't even going to come close. The Lakers fucking suck. And it is LeBron's fault.
My favorite thing is since they've been sucking ass, we've been seeing like them still trying to like make the news. And like AD came out and said, oh, if we were healthy against the Suns last year, we would have won. And then that becomes a fucking
AD,
story.
Shut up.
Just shut the fuck up.
Shut up.
You
sound like an idiot.
Yeah, you guys lost. You guys lost and you're losing this year. You're a fucking 10 seed, dude. It's...
If you had fucking Kobe on the team, you probably would have won too. Like, what are we even talking about? Like, he's dumb. Dumb.
All right, let's go to real franchise centers because we're talking about the MVP race. Embiid, his case has been going up. Last that I saw, he's rated as number one on the Kia MVP tracker. I keep up to date on the Kia MVP tracker. Also, Kia, if you'd like to sponsor the pod, that'd be cool too. But he's averaging 29-9, like we said. He's second to LeBron James. And he's a center, and he's averaging 11.4 rebounds a game. Him and James Harden been getting to the free throw on the line a lot and putting up numbers. What do you think about Embiid? This is your first podcast of the year, so you haven't got to talk about him. But what do you think about Embiid's game this year?
I've always felt that Embiid's ceiling as a player is the best player in the league. That guy is just dominant. There's just not a lot of guys that are more dominant than him. He's bigger than you. He's probably more skilled than you. He's going to get to the free throw line more times than you do. He's going to grab more rebounds than you. Joel Embiid's a fucking baller. And I think he's really good. And honestly, like, record permitting, he's probably the MVP. I don't know if that spoils this whole segment, but he probably
is. A little bit. Joker's still trying to repeat as well. 26, 13, and 8. They're the sixth seed despite all the injuries. I love watching Nuggets games because I'm unlike Denver, who doesn't watch Nuggets games at all.
Yeah.
You see that shit? Like 10,000 people.
Denver, what are we doing?
What, 10,000 or 13,000 people watch, on average, watch the Nuggets games? What the fuck is that?
Yeah, it's crazy. They have like a top three player in the league. Like, let's figure it out.
I just don't understand. A Kroenke-led establishment. He still owns the team, right?
Yes.
Okay, that makes sense. He doesn't give a shit. He's probably going to move them to L.A. too. But he's been playing his fucking ass off. And then we got, you know, the murmurs of Giannis. I don't know if you have any other ones. Tatum probably, you know, he might get a 5 or a 4 spot. And then Devin Booker, of course, too. Do you think there's a Giannis case, or do you think at this point it's just Embiid versus Jokic?
You know, I said it's Embiid, but... Fuck, man. Okay, here's the top five. I'll give it to you like this.
Okay.
The top five guys are in no particular order yet. It's going to be Jokic, Embiid, Giannis, and then it's going to be Booker and Tatum. Booker and Tatum are fourth and fifth. Put them in whatever order you want.
What about LeBron?
Shut up. I think Jokic is going to be third. To be honest, Jokic is probably having the best season out of all these guys.
Yeah.
But they just don't have the W's. And, you know, I think that matters. So, like, would I be shocked if Jokic won? I guess I would be shocked, but like, it's not like he wouldn't deserve it. Like, it's not like a, you know, I hesitate to say, like a Russell Westbrook triple-double year. It's like, this guy is like nothing. Like, if the Nuggets are nothing without Jokic, like nothing. I don't know.
It's sad too because Giannis he's having an incredible year.
Well, that's what I was just about to say. Like, I think Philly's got a kind of a stigma. I think Harden kind of carries that with him.
Yeah.
Kind of like we don't really like this team. And, you know, Embiid would love to be everyone's villain if he had the choice. So, I don't know. I think it's going to come down to Giannis or Embiid. It might come down to who has more wins. I think Giannis is battling voter fatigue. He's already won 2 MVPs.
Yeah. He doesn't have the narrative anymore.
Yeah, and that matters a lot with this thing. But I also don't think writers are going to be, like, super thrilled to give it to Embiid. So, I don't know. Like, I'm looking at their numbers and their records right now, and it's hard to say. If I had, like, gun to my head, man, I would probably say Embiid, but I would not be shocked if Giannis or Jokic won this thing.
Yeah, it's been I love that it's all centers. Do you like that? Like, we're getting the resurgence of the center position here.
Well, I think it's good. Like, these guys are just so skilled. And, you know, it is kind of tough to watch Embiid sometimes just because, like,
the foul shit, dude.
He gets fouled so often. Like, he's shooting 20 free throws a game. So that also might battle against him that he's not, like, the sexiest player. But, yeah, no, it's really cool that the centers are good. There's a lot of good centers around the league. And, I'm glad they're back.
All right. To end the pod, I thought of a genius idea. One of my many, I should say. Every time that me and Caleb are on a pod, I always try to come up with games, right? And as you can see, Caleb, from the poorly written doc, I've already put some helpful hints for you. We're going to play a game, What Needs to Happen. I'm going to give you NBA teams that are going for the title this year, and I want you to tell me what needs to happen, the perfect scenario for these teams to win the NBA Finals. You like that?
And you called it What Needs to Happen?
I couldn't think of anything good.
Let's bring. How about the perfect storm?
The perfect storm. Perfect.
How about
that's
that?
That's a lot better. That.
Just work.
This is why we work together. The podcast is falling apart. We got 10 people viewing it, and I'm 8 of it. You know, we need you back. But, okay, so let's play this game. I'm going to start with the team that we haven't really talked about yet, but, I mean, has been making some noise because 2 of their best players can play now. What about the Brooklyn Nets? What needs to happen? The perfect storm.
So if we're talking title contenders, I think they're, like, one of, like, 3 that can win the title.
The Nets? Wow.
Yes. Just because they have the man that's called Kevin Durant.
He's a bad man.
And, he just is in full-on I-don't-give-a-fuck mode, and he just goes out there, talks shit, and hoops on you. So what needs to happen is Kevin Durant needs to be on the basketball court, and you have a chance to win the title, and I really do think it is as simple as that. Kyrie can play every game now. That's trouble. That's not good for any team in the East or the NBA. I am not a Kyrie Irving fan. I feel like I'm well stated on that. But I will always say right after that I say that statement that he is one of the most unstoppable basketball players I've ever seen in my life, and I'm not kidding. That guy can score at every level. He's shifty. You can't stay in front of him, and he's a tremendous basketball player. So they're going to need big KD, big Kyrie. I don't know what we're thinking about Ben Simmons. He's got a herniated disc in his back.
Yeah.
Lord only knows how he did that. Cutting pizza, trimming his toenail. That guy hasn't played a minute of basketball all year, and he's hurt. So I'm expecting less than 0 from him. But
do you think he plays?
In the outside. Well, I don't know. Like, I just find that hard to believe.
Why would you bring him back for the playoffs is my thing.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, we're sitting here right now. It's March 28th. There's 8 games left in the year, and he hasn't played a minute. And you're just going to throw him into a playoff series?
That, like, just sounds.
If this kid has all these, like, mental health issues that we've been talking about, and, like, he has the yips that we kind of, like, saw in the playoffs last year, where he just wasn't shooting the basketball, then no, I would not bring him back in the playoffs. That would not make any sense. I really like what Steve Nash is doing. I think the players like him. I think, you know, they're a decently deep team. You know, they can find a rotation of like six, seven guys that can go out there. The Dragic ad was big for them. Curry can make shots. So, you know, I say they are a contender, but they're the damn 9 seed, so yeah. They're going to have to play a play-in. But, yeah, I think they could win it, man. They need big KD, big Kyrie, like I said, and, you know, that's really that simple, man. If KD and Kyrie carry you there, you're going to go as far as they carry you. So,
which is, yeah, I mean, if there's two people carrying me anywhere, I'd like those two. Actually, I wouldn't like KD carrying me. He's not very strong. But, yeah, I think I agree with you. I like the Nets. And because I'm here, I get to see some of their games, too.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Dude, oh, it's so badass. It just, like, when you see it in person, too, like, KD really is unstoppable. Like, he can just get to the rim whenever he wants. He pulls up from deep. It doesn't matter. KD can do it all. I think he's been the best basketball player in the world for the past, you know, two seasons, to say the least. And he just keeps getting better. And, man, we got a rested Kyrie now. Rested Kyrie. Yeah. He's only played...
like, fresh as hell.
Yeah, he's only played, I don't even know, what is it, 30, 40 games. And now the mandate's up. You know, he can play home games. So he's just been rested the whole year. We saw him drop 50, you know.
Yeah.
I think a lot of signs are in the right direction for the Nets. You ready for the next team?
Yeah.
What about the miracle Memphis Grizzlies? What's the perfect storm?
Oh, man, the perfect storm for the Grizzlies. Well, you know, they have to be healthy. You know, Ja has to be Ja. You know, we talk about, you know, if we want to talk about Booker in the MVP conversation, you know, those last couple guys at 4 and 5 spots, Ja's probably in there. He's been tremendous, even though they have played really well without him. But, I mean, you know, like, they would just have to keep doing what they're doing, you know. They're a team that plays physical. Ja doesn't really care what's in the paint. He's just going to jump over it, and he doesn't really care what happens when he falls down, which is dangerous for his team and other teams. Jaren Jackson he could be an all-defensive guy. I like their role guy. You know, Steven Adams, that's like a great center to have.
What a
in the
big
playoffs.
Pickup.
He's just going to body check dudes. So, you know, Brandon Clark, Desmond Bane, as we talked about earlier, Dylan Brooks, I think, is coming back, or he might be back already. So, what would have to happen? I think somebody on the Suns would probably have to get hurt. I think they could beat every other team. I'm not saying they're going to go sweep through the playoffs because they could. I also think they could exit at any time just because, you know, they really have. I think they made it last year, but other than that, like, they don't have a ton of experience. So, honestly, for them to win the title, somebody on the Nets would have to get hurt or something would have to happen to the Nets, and then they would have to get lucky with a matchup in the finals and, you know, which we've seen happen.
Yeah.
You know, we've seen these teams.
We didn't think Phoenix was going to make it last year, you know.
Yeah, guys start dropping like flies, and next thing you know, you're in the NBA Finals. So I do think there's an outside shot at it, and if I had to pick two teams in the West, it would be Phoenix and them. But I don't think it's likely.
All right, next team, we're going to go back to the East. Washington Wizards. No, I'm just fucking with you. how about the free throw bros in Philly? What needs to happen for Philly to win a title this year?
Oh, boy.
We haven't got to talk about the Harden trade or anything. So much has happened.
Yeah, yeah. So one of my new takes is I am completely 150% out on James Harden.
Whoa.
I'm out.
Not a Harden guy.
I'm just not in. Like, he, you know, people want to put him in the top 10, 15 players, maybe even higher. I'm not there. I'd take 20 guys over him today. I promise you I would. I know that might sound nuts, and he's awesome. Like, he really is. He's a good basketball player. But when it comes down to getting shit done, he doesn't get it done. So, I mean, I'm out on Harden. So if you're asking me what needs to happen, he needs to play better, and he needs to show play up like for the moment.
Play like he just got traded to the team again?
Yeah.
Like he does for the first couple months before he gets fat?
He's a guy that just, you know, in big moments over and over again.
Yeah, he's been horrible
just,
in the playoffs.
He just wilts, and he just shrinks. And, you know, with playing, like, with Embiid and all them, or on Philly, they have to play him with Embiid because when they play him by themselves, but it's just Harden in the reserves or, you know, with not Embiid, they're, like, not a very good basketball team. So this team's success wholeheartedly depends on Joel Embiid. And if he somehow goes on this, like, Shaq run where he's putting up, like, fucking 38 and 15 in the playoffs and, you know, nobody can stop him and he's shooting 20 free throws a game, yeah, I could see them making a deep run. But, you know, he would have to get past... the thing is, in the East, like, they are the second, like, most team with the most star power.
Yeah.
You know, it's them and... They might have the most star power, to be honest, with Harden and Embiid, but they're not better than Milwaukee.
Maxie's been
good,
too.
They're better than Boston.
Yeah, Maxie sometimes is the second.
I forgot about Maxie.
Sometimes the second best player on that team.
Oh, for sure. Maxie has been – he's had, like, a resurgent year. But, yeah, they're not better than Milwaukee. I don't think they're better than Boston. I think they could probably beat everyone else. They're definitely not better than Brooklyn. But, yeah, Embiid would have to, you know, morph into – Shaq and carry them as far as he can.
So, do you think that Harden can be the best player on, or the second best player on a championship team? I guess is the question you got to ask yourself. And I think that's where you come. Yeah, that's where you come to your conclusion. Where it's like, I mean, this Philly team's fun to watch, though. The pick and roll with Harden and Embiid and Maxie. Like Maxie looks good as a three. It should have been Tobias, but you know. I don't know where the fuck he's been since he's been getting paid. He's the Andy Dalton.
He's there.
He's the Andy Dalton of basketball. He's just a little bit above average.
He's in uniform.
But I agree with you. I like Philly. I like James Harden, actually. I like him as a player. But I think he gives up. And I think, you know, like you said with the playoffs performance stuff, he just looks horrible when you really need him to be the guy. He will not be the guy. And yeah, I'm out on Philly too.
And he's like he'll sit random games during the regular season, like important games, and like the Brooklyn game where Brooklyn just shit all over him. Like Kyrie was guarding him, and we're talking about Kyrie Irving here, and he like couldn't do anything.
Yeah,
and Kyrie was just like hounding him, and that's not a slight to Kyrie as much, but like it's not like Kyrie's like an elite defender, but that's just another game where he just shied away from the moment. So. You think that guy's going to go help you win a title?
Yeah.
I mean, he's going to need a lot of help. So.
All right. Next team. We're going to go back to the West. You already said that you thought Phoenix was going to win it, so I'll throw Phoenix out. How about we do Utah for the last one from the West?
Utah.
What else do you want? Golden State?
What does Utah have to do? I think Golden State's more realistic.
Oh okay. Then
Utah's
there you go.
Got it.
Oh, okay. How about that? I'll have you pick whichever team from the West that I haven't said that can be your last pick.
Okay. Okay, I like this. So it would be between Golden State and Denver.
And give me the perfect storm.
Well, if it were Denver, everyone would have to be healthy.
Michael Porter gets a new back.
Yeah.
He's got my back.
Murray needs to come back. Porter needs to come back.
Yeah.
And honestly, like
Murray's got my knees. Porter's got my back.
And if they get those guys back, like they could make a run.
Yeah.
So maybe that's the most realistic option is Denver outside of the top two. But Golden State, I mean, they would just have to get healthy quick, man. Curry's hurt. That's not good.
Yeah.
He's having actually the worst shooting season of his career already. And, you know, we say that, but he's still having a He's still Steph Curry. Like,
he kind of simmered out, though, know, towards the end of this year.
A bad shooting Steph Curry year is a great shooting year from any other NBA player.
And he started out hot.
Just have to get healthy. Yeah, no, he did. He was an MVP for the first
one. Oh, yeah.
That was We're a long way away from that, though. But yeah, Klay would have to find his rhythm. And, you know, I just think it sucks for Golden State because their window is closing. I really do believe that. And it sucks they can't get all these guys on the court together at the same time. And, you know, Wiseman's dealing with his shit. But yeah, a miraculous stroke of health would make Golden State a contender. Actually, both teams. Both teams need a miraculous stroke of health with Golden State and Denver. So if those guys get healthy, you know, we'll see what happens.
I like it. I like it.
What? Oh, and also the Timberwolves. I'm just kidding.
You're not feeling Utah either? No Utah? No Utah? No,
I'm not. I'm out on
what
Utah.
The Mormons do.
I mean, Utah's fine. They're a good regular season team. They normally have more wins than this. They are 45-30, so that's a really.
I think
record,
Mitchell but. Always is. He's an underrated playoff guy too. I think he's clutch as shit. I like Donovan Mitchell.
He had like a couple 50 bombs a couple years ago.
Him and Jamal Murray went punch for punch in the bubble.
Yeah, I think that team probably needs like another. I don't know. Just having Donovan, it feels like Mitchell has to score all the points, you know.
Yeah. And Royce O'Neal ain't cutting it.
If he doesn't score 45, like I just feel like they're gonna lose. So, no, I don't have much faith in them.
All right. I mean, I think I know what East team you're gonna pick, but what East team do you want to talk about for Perfect Storm?
Well, we already talked about the Celts. I mean, we could talk about them again.
Oh, I thought you were saving your take for it. You were going to say, I guess you did say they can make the finals, but.
Well, here's the thing about the Celts. They need Robert Williams.
Yeah, bad.
So for them to make the finals and win the finals, they will need Robert Williams, and they need to be healthy. They cannot have an injury. If Tatum or Brown or Smart or any of those guys go down, like the end of the bench on the Celts is. You know, God love those guys, but it is as bad as it's ever been. You know, you got guys like Sam Hauser and Nick Stauskas and
Matt Ryan.
Like guys just like, Matt Ryan. Jeez Louise. Just guys trying to get NBA contracts. So those guys will not be contributing in the playoffs.
Stauskas dropped a 50 bomb in the G League, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did, and he said he was thinking about quitting basketball before that.
Oh, so my God.
I guess he's a pickup, but no, they need Robert Williams back, the Celts do, and they need Tatum to keep playing well, and they need Brown to keep playing well, and they need to keep playing great defense. And, you know, they do scare me a little bit as, like, an awesome regular season team, but, it just feels like they figured something out.
Yeah.
Like, a switch just doesn't flip, right? They were literally under 500 2 months ago.
Yeah.
Like, that just does... It just doesn't... This doesn't happen, a run like this.
This team was getting their ass kicked by, like, Detroit and shit, too. Like, now...
It was miserable.
People were questioning Udoka.
Udoka.
There was a lot of talk at the beginning.
Including me, by the way. Like, if you go back and look at my tweets from the beginning of the year, like, I was... unhappy.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, this fucking sucks. I was like, they're gonna end up trading Tatum or Brown, which breaks
that was
my goddamn heart.
And this was probably the hottest year that because those trade rumors have always kind of been around, or at least looming, you know. But now, like, this season, at the beginning of the season, I was like, one of those guys they're gonna be gone.
And you know, I think I let myself flirt with that idea. But
yeah, I was like,
I'm fully in on these two need to stay together. I don't know how you feel about that, but
100%.
They need to be on the same team. And I genuinely believe if Jason Tatum plays, if he has a career that even resembles this season at all, they're going to win a title.
Yeah.
I have confidence saying that.
I always thought they needed just one more star. Like, I thought Kyrie was going to work, all this stuff. But I think maybe it was Time Lord. Maybe it was just a great defensive center that, you know, and then Smart running point. You know, you just needed the perfect fit for those two guys just to start hitting home runs, which they have been.
You know, yeah, and, you know, the league's in like a really – the league's the most talented it's ever been, in my opinion. And, you know, up and down the Celts roster, like, they don't have, like, the most talent, like, you know – like, there's a lot, like the Heat, for example. Like, a lot of those guys could just, like, go out there and get a bucket, which the Celts don't have, like, a ton of those guys outside of Tatum and Brown, which is why it's so crucial they stay healthy. But, like, they're just playing within the system, and they play great defense, and they get out and run, and they throw the ball around. They've just been really impressive. And I do think they have a future. And so in order for them to win the title, Tatum would have to keep doing what he's doing. Williams would have to be healthy. And then you just have to figure out a fucking way around Brooklyn.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you're going to have to play one of Brooklyn or Milwaukee. So either of those is going to be tough. And Milwaukee, honestly, like, I'm starting to lean more towards, like, it's going to be a rematch.
Yeah.
Just Suns-Milwaukee again, just because, you know, everybody's kind of sleeping on Milwaukee. Like, they added Serge Ibaka. And
the team is,
like,
that's a good team, too.
He's been in, Serge Ibaka's been in 9 playoff runs.
We're even like, sleeping on him. Like, we, this is our first podcast of the year. We're not even going to talk about Milwaukee.
But they're really good. But, yeah, I think it is a realistic thing that the Celts could go to the finals. If you made me pick, I'll give you the list.
Okay.
I think it's Milwaukee, Brooklyn, Phoenix, and probably Boston.
Wow.
That's 4, right? Milwaukee. I think that those are the only teams.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm a crazy Homer Celtics fan. Yeah, whatever. But I don't know. I don't know who anybody else who's getting it done. You know, Chicago is falling off the face of the planet.
Yeah, and they're horrible against, like, actually good teams.
Toronto's, like, decent. They're super young, though. They're not getting anything done. And then Miami is, I don't even know what's going on with them, like we talked about earlier. How about a Cleveland? How about that?
Oh, a Cleveland run? I like Cleveland this year. Mobley's, oh my God. I love Mobley.
He's a stud.
He's a great player. Unbelievable player. And, yeah, I mean, Garland's been playing good, too.
Yeah. So they got a bright future, but their time isn't now. But, yeah, if you gave me 4, Boston, Brooklyn, Milwaukee, Phoenix, and gun to my head, I'm picking Phoenix.
Boston goes to the finals. Or are you going to come out to New York to watch one game with the big dog?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, come out to one of the New York bars, get drunk with the big dog?
If I can. Yeah, that would be amazing.
All right, sounds good. I'll hold you to it. Caleb, are you ready? This is a first time in, has it been 2 years or 1 year? A lot of alcohol and drug abuse since then. I don't know how long it's been since we've done a pod.
I don't know either.
I think it might be 2, honestly, dude. We might be sitting at 2.
I mean, we can look real quick.
Because I don't think, rolling into the lake last year, I don't think we were doing the pod.
June 9th, 2021, it looks like.
Oh, wow. Holy shit, we were doing it still. Oh, wait, that was when we were pumping out solo ones, though.
Is that a solo? I don't know.
Yeah. It's been a long time, but are you ready? What are your final thoughts?
Yeah, so I am ready. First of all, shout out to Will Smith and Chris Rock. That shit was
shouting out to both of them?
Yeah, what do you mean?
It was quality content.
Equal parts in this. Chris Rock, you could tell that after Will smacked the shit out of him, he wanted to make 100 more Jada jokes, and he just didn't do it. So
Will Smith is 6'3". I probably would have stopped, too.
maybe we get some of those jokes on, like, the cutting room floor, some podcast or something in the future. But shout out to them real quick. And then here's mainly what I want to talk about. So something happened yesterday. We're recording this on March 28th, and that thing happened was, I don't know if any of you guys know this, but I was basically born into a baseball glove. I've been a big Cardinal fan my entire life. You know, I'm a big Celtic fan as well, but, like, you know, people try to shit on me because I'm not from Boston, yada, 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 whatever. Yeah. You can't take the Cardinals away from me. Like, it's in my blood at this point. And they
bleed Cardinal red, baby.
They have brought back a walking legend and probably my favorite athlete of all time, Albert Pujols. And we're going to get his final year in his redemption year.
The first year that the NL has universal DH, too.
Yep. So he is going to get some at-bats. And basically all I want to say is, like, I just can't fucking wait. Like, it's just going to be awesome. I don't care. I don't care if he does anything. I just want to, like, today they were tweeting out pictures of him at the spring training game. He's wearing 5 again. I'm just like, oh, my God. Like, it literally gave me goosebumps. Like, I'm just ready. So, And I'm ready to be back in on Cardinals baseball. You know, they didn't get Trevor Story. There was a lot of false hope for that here in St. Louis by these fans that still don't understand that we don't pay anyone. And, you know, I think they're going to be really good. The Reds suck. The Pirates suck. I don't know how the Cubs and Brewers are going to be there. You know, the Brewers will be contenders. I don't know much about the Cubs, but I don't know much about any team outside of the Cardinals. They should make a playoff run. They should make the playoffs. And God almighty, if we win a World Series in Pujols' last year, I could die happy. And I'm not kidding.
Really?
I would be content with passing away if we won a World Series this year.
Would you rather a World Series win or 21 home runs and getting the 700?
World Series.
Wow, really? I think I'm more 21 home runs. I don't care if we fucking go under 500. He hit 700, that'd be cool.
Yeah, that would be cool, but like what do we need that for?
For Albert. For the machine.
Yeah, but like he's already like a first ballot Hall of Famer.
Yeah, true. But it's still cool.
Wouldn't
he be the third guy and one of them did roids?
Yeah. And, that would be awesome. He needs 21, huh?
Yeah, I think he's 679.
That's a lot.
Yeah, for Al, that's a lot.
He's going to have to play, like, every day to get that. Mm-hmm. And I don't think he's playing every day. So, I don't know. We'll see. But all I know is I'm excited as hell to watch Albert Pujols play baseball for the Cardinals again. I feel like a little kid.
Well, I mean, your final thought kind of leads into mine. So that little childhood joy you got, I got that whenever you said you wanted to do this podcast. So my final thought is to ask you a question. Are you going to start doing more basketball content with the big dog? How'd it go? How do you feel about the podcast? And you don't have to edit it. I'm doing the editing. Like, what do you think? You think we can make this more frequent that we can get you on?
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to guarantee anything.
Oh, my God. You hear that shit?
Listen, like, I am the one that reached out to you. You know, you always put out the feelers like, oh, when are we going to do it? Yeah. And then I'm like, set it up, and you just never set
that
it up.
That sounds about right.
I let you know, like, hey, let's fucking do it. I got some takes. That was when I was ready to give you a Stephen A. Smith rant about how the Celtics are going to win the title, but then Rob Williams got hurt.
Yeah.
But, no, I mean, I love doing this shit, bro. I love talking ball. I love doing podcasts. This shit's always fun. So, yeah, we could do it more frequently. But like I said, not guaranteeing anything.
No guarantees.
Okay. For now, you're gonna get Chase and Nate and God knows what else.
Oh, my wonderful takes on the NFL pods. Okay. Well, that's it. That's the pod. Caleb, you know what to say. You're the one. Come on, do it.
Spread the word, baby.
Spread it.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Welcome to Sincerely Sloan, presented by Uninterrupted. I'm your host, professional tennis player, wife, parent, and entrepreneur, Sloan Stevens. As an athlete and as a person, my journey has had a lot of twists and turns, from moments of adversity and doubt to unimaginable triumph and satisfaction. Throughout the season, I'm joined by some of the biggest names in sports, entertainment, culture, and a few members of my tribe. Our conversations keep it real and push it past skin deep. We reveal the perspectives, routines, and products that allow each of us to show up at our best. Join me on my journey of self-discovery and many, many laughs along the way. Sincerely, Sloan.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.